Historically, Advent, many centuries ago, over a millennia ago, was 40 days, like Lent. And then over the years, it was reduced to 4 weeks, give or take a few days. And each of those weeks represents 1,000 years. And so in the midst of preparations for the Christmas season, the church is doing a lot of things, trying to help us think about different aspects of Jesus Christ. But the most obvious one is not the one that we're worried about yet. When Advent begins, all the way really until the 17th of December, there's almost no focus on Jesus Christ born in the manger. There is the hearkening back to the Old Testament and the prophecies that we hear from different Old Testament prophets. Then, last week particularly, but there's still an aspect of it this week, there's a focus on Christ coming again in glory at the end of time, which of course is when the final judgment is. And then in these 2 weeks, today and next week, we have the focus on John the Baptist and his role in preparing the way for Christ. And so this morning, I just want to mention a few words about, well, it'll be more than a few, but I want to mention about the preparations for the coming of Christ. You know, when we get to Christmas, we're not rehaving Christmas. You know, when we have Easter, everything we celebrate, which is true of every Mass we go to, makes present the whole event of redemption. In just a few minutes, all that's going to happen right on this altar. You and I, you in the place of John and Mary, and me in the place of Christ, as an ordained minister, we will be present at the event of redemption. But when Christmas comes, that's something we recall that happened, because it happened one time and one time only that the Savior was born of the Virgin. And that's something worth remembering, because nothing has been the same since that day. And at the end of time, when Christ comes in glory, if we happen to be alive in those times, that will be our particular judgment and our general judgment. So the particular judgment is, what state of grace am I in at the moment the Lord comes? If I'm in a state of unrepentant mortal sin, then I will not go to heaven. But if I'm in a state of grace, then I will not go to hell. And if it's the end of time, there's no purgatory when Jesus comes in glory, so it'll be straight to heaven. And we need to be ready for that day. Whether we die first and go to our general judgment, or if he comes back and we have the particular and general judgment together. And the general judgment, the interesting thing about the general judgment is the reason there's a judgment at the end of time is we get to see how every evil act we did affected the rest of time. And we also get to see how every good act we did affected the rest of time. But there's a time between the coming of Christ in Bethlehem and his coming again in glory. And there's a relatively unknown French theologian from the Middle Ages. I didn't know him until I was reading a book that quoted him. And Peter de Blois said, "The first coming, Jesus came like a lamb. At the final judgment, he comes like a lion. But in between, he comes to us as a beloved friend." Now, this isn't some saccharine, Jesus is my friend way of looking at the world. When St. Thomas writes about charity, he uses friendship as the basis of charity. Charity, of course, is the love of God, that theological virtue that he gives us. And the reason he uses friendship as his way to describe charity is because Jesus Christ said, "I no longer call you slaves, but friends." And so when you think about your best friend on earth, and then ask yourself, do I have that relationship with the Lord? Because that's what he wants with us. You know, he could have come down with lightning bolts and sulfur and cast everybody into hell. But that isn't what he did. And his abiding presence with us in the Most Holy Eucharist is the real, true, and substantial presence of Jesus Christ. And we don't have an excuse for not spending some time with him. Because we spend time with our friends. And so in Advent, you see at the entrances of the church, we have those big banners encouraging you to pray. We have the Hallow app that has some nice things that help you to do that. But the bottom line is, you have to pray. You're never going to be ready for Christ if you are not talking to him regularly. And that's so important in our preparations at Advent. Because if we live on earth with Jesus Christ as our friend, then when he comes, if it's the end of time and he comes as the lion, it will be that we'll be on the right side and he'll be bringing us into his glory. Because he will see us for the friend we are. And maybe we haven't been that good of a friend. Well, then get to confession. You know, we're so blessed by the Lord that he wants to forgive our sins. The only sin he won't forgive is the one you won't give him. When Jesus talks about the sin against the Holy Spirit, the fathers of the church consider that to be impenitence. That you don't think you can be forgiven or you won't seek forgiveness. And all too often, I think it's not that people won't seek it, it's they don't think they deserve it. And on one level, we can say we don't. You're talking about the God Almighty, the All-Holy One. But he's the one who says, I'll give it. And so make sure to receive it. Make sure to receive it anytime you need it. Make sure to receive it regularly, because we are sinners in need of God's mercy. And this most beloved of friends, Jesus Christ, is not just a man, but he's also God. And so he made it so that our sins can be removed from our souls. And God doesn't just take something away. Whatever he takes away, when it's sin particularly, he replaces with grace. To help us to do better, to help us to be a better friend, to help us to be a better Christian. And so in the midst of our preparations for Christmas, you know, there's all sorts of things that have to be done that are normal parts of our celebration. But do not overlook the most important preparation, which is your heart. If that's not ready, it doesn't matter if all the gifts are bought and all the food is made. If the heart isn't ready, then Christmas will be wasted. And we don't have an excuse, because our beloved friend, he will make sure, he'll do everything he can to get the heart ready. And he tells us in the book of Revelation, I knock at the door, and he who opens it, I will come in, and we will dine together. And so pray for that grace to open your heart to Jesus Christ, to welcome in the beloved friend so that you're ready to live as his follower.